Welcome to Vision Destiny 2021. Again, I'm continuing to share my journals up to the middle of 2020. In these uncertain times and difficult situations, it's good to get a reflection of what God's doing, what he's saying, what we're doing, and what we're able to do in the midst of dealing with fear, dealing with anger, dealing with some of the issues that are raising around the world. And I haven't traveled so much, so I've got a lot more time to be able to share these now rather than just at the end of the year. I was talking to God quite a lot, really, about how things work. Sometimes you get more time to reflect on some of the interesting things of reality. And I was talking to a few people about time and about the universe and, you know, many worlds theories and all the different theories of quantum physics and relativity and those sorts of things. So I thought, well, I'm going to ask the Father. You know, he's the best one. He created it all with Jesus. So, hey, he's going to know. So I was talking to him about it, and he said this: Son, within us, all possibilities exist as possibilities that we are aware of, but not as actualities that are realities. There are the many worlds theory is not reality. There is only one world, one universe, not an actual multiverse. The heavenly realms behave like a multiverse environment, so each of our children will be able to relate to it in accordance to who they are. And I think that is how God's created us uniquely, and therefore we engage uniquely, and therefore I think the way we engage is flexible when it comes to the realms of heaven. There are some things which are, this is how it is, and there are some things are, this is how we can engage it to experience it, which means something to us. Everyone can engage with each of the places and beings like wisdom simultaneously, but there are not many wisdoms, just one with infinite capacity, which is more a function of time, not space. And sometimes we look at the heavenly realms and we think of it, well, it's exactly like this realm, only slightly differently, you know, but it isn't. And although time functions differently there, and time doesn't function at the same rate as here, because light is not the same there as here, I think ultimately, you know, there aren't many wisdoms, so all of us can engage the same time, but time can enable us to engage whenever we need to. I think that's how it seems to work. All possibilities existed as possible timelines created by each choice that each person makes, and we're actively at work to bring good out of every choice. So it's like every timeline is affected by every person's choice. And God's at work in all of it to bring good out of it, to ensure that it outworks his original purpose and intention in the end. Within each living light energy string, the possibility exists for everything. But not everything will exist, just could exist. But we have chosen to work with the realities that our children and creations make. So God is not fatalistically put it all together and it will just outwork. We are involved. Therefore, there's capacity for things to be flexible. Put it that way. We are at work to ensure that our original intention for relationship with all of our creation to be fulfilled. Therefore, the restoration of all things is a given reality. There are, however, as you have discovered, many different dimensions which are part of one creation that were designed to exist together in harmony with our children. Each dimension was created to connect creatively with the earth through the mind of our children as one. But when the fracturing of independence came, disharmony became disharmony, but the connection still exists. And I think that's there. We are still connected to those dimensions. We may not be aware of it, but it's still there. And there's limitations on that connection, but it's still there. And as I've experienced in going into those dimensions, they all have like a Tower of Babel type communication thing which connects to our dimension. Son, that is why the restoration of all the dimensions is important to the restoration of all things, as the effect of independence from relationship creates the enmity that is seeking to divide through conflict. You have been shielding the earth from external influences, but the internal influence of man's independent choices need to be legislated with love and forgiveness. Hence, we can do all we can out there to protect the Earth during this period, but actually everyone chooses to do their own thing, and those things are influenced by the atmosphere, and those things are influenced by other forces. We need to deal with our internal choices, and we can only start with us. I warned you that anger would rise in place of fear, and now so many are blaming each other using the excuse of race. And this is a difficult situation, and I know this is not an easy one to look at, but this is what the Father said. Man's internal character and nature is as much part of the restoration of all things as the dimensions, so all of us need to be restored in all ways. We have created the opportunity of one new man in Christ, the new creation reality, but so many of our children are living in the futility of the old mindset of independence, the knowledge of the tree of the good and evil. Administrate restoration government as ambassadors of our heart, so that the reconciliation that has already been accomplished will be experienced by all. God has done everything, but not everyone is experiencing what he's done, sadly. Son, all reconciliation is based on forgiveness, and all forgiveness is based on unconditional love, and that is who we are. Arise, shine with the light of love, release forgiveness to limit the effects of anger rising, and do not be distracted or be self-absorbed. So I went to the chamber of creation and began to resonate with the word of reconciliation until I could release a sound frequency of forgiveness. The energy of that sound activated the living light of grace string beings to form a new reality, quantum lumens. So I call for limitless and union to angels that I've been engaging with and we've been engaging with to arc in agreement together with us, to legislate for forgiveness, to dampen down and suppress the anger being fueled by the orders of division, competition, warmonger and tribalism. And those beings are at the heart of this conflict. So I engage the dark cloud to engage with those who had been already restored, protector, union, hope, covenant, peacemaker, family, to seek for insight and to ask them for their help. They all spoke with unity of heart and volunteered to leave the safety of the dark cloud to help deal with the frustrations and anger rising from a deep sense of injustice within people's hearts. I commissioned them with our blessing in love, joy, and peace. I also engaged with the other three benches of three angelic groups that we've encountered to mobilize them to action. Love being at the heart of forgiveness, activated in faith, hope and love, love, power and a sound mind. And therefore I then began to legislate. I called for the forces of light and love to go forth to overcome the anger being generated by the frustrations of inequality seen in race and prejudice. Even the coronaviruses operate in a selectively targeted way more effectively against some ethnic classes. I call for the true unconditional nature of God as love to go forth to overcome the enmity and strife of division. I call for the sons of God in union of heart, mind, to release unconditional forgiveness. I call for the restored ones to target the ringleaders who are inciting violence and influence them to become peacemakers. Now, it's really important, whenever we're engaging things, remember you're not just dealing with flesh and blood. Yes, people are involved, but people are deceived, just like we've been deceived in the past. So let's have grace and mercy for people. And what's behind that deception? Let's have grace and mercy. It's better to turn enemies into friends than to make more enemies. So let's have a heart of love and operate in the opposite spirit to deal with what we see as opposition, hindrances, and all the terrible things that are going on in the world. And I'm not lessening what is happening in the world. But I think the way of handling that is better done from the heart of love than it is from a heart of anger, resentment, bitterness, revenge, vengeance, and that type of emotion. So the 2nd of June 2020, as part of the governmental shield protecting the earth from outside influences, I turned to look inwards. I wanted to see what was going on. As I looked in the spirit, I could see areas where there was an absence of light and coloured auras around those areas of the world where there was conflict. And so I began to engage that conflict and speak into those areas. And I released love as a frequency of forgiveness towards those inciting the violence amongst the protesters. I chose to forgive and release those who are institutionally racist amongst the authorities and those who seek to incite racism. I chose to forgive and release those taking advantage of peaceful protests fueled by anger and hatred. I chose to forgive and release those who answer violence with violence and fan the flames of anger. I chose to forgive and release those operating with a political spirit, those who are trying to make political gain by promoting anger and violence. And I choose to forgive and release those using the media to create false narrative. I chose to forgive and release those creating fake news for deception and control. Now, I'm still doing this. It's not something I just did and stopped. We have to be continually open to look and see what's going in the world and move with the heart of God to begin to change and operate and administrate into those areas. I call for the peacemaker to step into the light. Peacemaker is an order of angels, and some of them have been restored. I call for the mediators to step into the light. I call for those carrying the message of hope for change to step into the light. I call for the frequency of love and forgiveness to overcome and suppress the anger. I call for union to end the division. I call for family to end tribalism. I call for covenant to end competition. I call for protector to overcome punishment. I call for reconciliation and forgiveness in the opposite spirit. I call for righteousness and justice. I call for grace and mercy to triumph over do-it-yourself, man-made justice. Now, I would encourage you to look around your area, look around your own sphere, look around your life, look around your nation if you've got that level of authority, and look to see what's going on. Don't just look on the surface. Look to see what's going on underneath and look to get a mandate to deal with it. And you may need a specific mandate. You may already have mandates, but ensure that you can engage with the Father's heart and always function out of the Father's heart, not independently of him and never in our own ideas, leaning to our own understanding. The Father said this, "Son, sometimes peaceful process leads to change and revolution. But those who oppose it to control the system need to be removed from office and position." Now, sometimes that needs to take place. Those who resist change can be removed. Now, it's not done in anger, it's not done in vengeance, but it's done to facilitate the change needed. Legislate for change and peaceful revolution and shield the peacemakers from harm, but call for the removal of the obstacles to change facilitated by the global cultural control systems. So we need to see those global systems change. And it's really important that we embrace that. Son, the media is a system being used by global forces to control the narrative to keep the status quo. The media systems need to be removed from the control of political and economic global systems and returned to their roots with the people. See, when media began, when news began, it was to inform people. It was not to set the narrative. It was to share the narrative and to report the narrative. It's changed. The media now is a system of control. Legislate for a revolution within the media systems for an explosion of good news stories that changes the narratives of fear, anger, and hatred. Son, shield and protect the seeds of change and those who carry and plant them to change culture. And there are those out there who are significant people in a movement of change, and we need to make sure that they're not harassed, hindered, or removed. Son, align the circle of the deep for the precepts and statutes of God to create room for the voices of change to be heard. Align the 12 High Chancellor's houses for cultural change within the affairs of the nations. Let the ordinances of heaven incite and motivate the peaceful revolutionaries to take up their mantles and use new peaceful weapons of transformation. release new scrolls and discoveries that will commission the changes in global culture through covenants that remove competition between nations and create family. Release the agents of change with a new heavenly narrative that will incite peace through forgiveness and reconciliation. Son, a new day is dawning. The shift is preparing people for the global awakening to love. The truth of globalization and its negative agendas is coming into the light to awaken our children from their sleep to become world changers and history makers. That is their destiny. The groaning of creation will awaken them from the stupor created by their addiction to the fruit of the poisonous tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Son, legislate for the scandals that have been covered up by the globalized systems to come into the light, free from spin and conspiracy. Problem is, there may be some truth behind lots of spirit conspiracy or spin, but the way it's actually reported just creates fear rather than change. Legislate for those in the global systems to awake and turn from darkness to light and expose the systems from within. We need whistleblowers. Son, love is the only true agent of change that is pure and lasting. Release love's fire and passion for change to spread like wildfire, uncontrollable and a true contagious pandemic of love. I went into the chamber of creation and began to pulsate with the voice of creation. I call for the good news of unconditionally loving Creator and Father to spread like a virus, revealing the oracles of the Father's heart. We need the truth and the true nature of who God is to really spread. The world needs to know the reality of God. I release the frequency of love, joy, and peace to bring the world into a revolution of rest and enlightenment. I call for the living light grace strings within the fabric of creation to shine with love's light to create agents of change and peaceful revolution and transformation. I call for the light and sound frequencies of the Father's heart to create the seeds of a new age of global kingdom government and peace operating in the economy of well-being. I call for the birth of the next age generation who will rise up and peacefully throw off the shackles of the religious and the political spirit. 3rd of June 2020. Son, I am that I am is calling to our children to come out of from under the darkness and deception of the independence, but there needs to be forerunners who are the light that shows the way. Your mandate for the Joshua generation and for the harvest fulfills both goals. You have experienced the oracles of our heart for creation, but the restoration of all things must start with the sun's rising. The ambassadors for the Joshua generation must focus their efforts on the wilderness of religious deception to call our children out of the old into the new. Son, use all the laws and legislation at your disposal. We have a statute book which has 50 or 60 different laws and legislative decrees within them. To expose the lies of the old religious systems functioning with the religious and political spirit. Remove the veils and scales of darkness imposed by men through religion so our children can truly know who we are as love. The global shift you're protecting and stewarding must become a global awakening of consciousness to the reality of God is love and the rest that is available in restored face-to-face relationship. Only restored innocence will see our sons rise and shine love's light into the darkness of creation. The restoration of all things begins with the restoration of the true identity, position, and authority of our sons. Call them out from the wilderness, where their lives are restricted by the mediatorial suppression of man's religious illusions. Free them from the matrix that is a crafted web of deception by releasing the frequency of sonship made up of our oracles and your testimonies. The shift is the time to take advantage of the weakening of the power of the delusion of religion and the strengthening of the power of love and a sound mind. Mobilize the angelic legions at your disposal and release the ordinances of heaven into the earth with a pandemic of visions, heavenly encounters. Only the power of cognitive dissonance can reveal the truth and bring freedom from the matrix of deception. The challenge of experience over intellectual knowledge must be the catalyst for the transformation necessary to free the minds who are slaves to the religious system. It is time for encounters with the truth to expose the lies, to reveal the true reality and begin the awakening. Son, come walk with me. I followed the Father's call and we entered the circle of the deep that appeared like a giant cog. Now, sometimes when you engage things, you're engaging them in a symbolic way. And there are multiple levels of revelation concerning the circle of the deep and the wheels within the wheels within the wheels. So I'm looking at this giant cog. We entered into the house of precepts and the windows into the Father's heart burst open, flooding the house with a new light. We entered the house of statutes in the new light of revelation, and the wheel began to turn to a new alignment where I saw with new eyes as my mind was enlightened as never before. We walked into the house of laws with new insight, and I felt a new frequency as the wheel aligned. I saw the portal that connected the voice of God resonating here with the chamber of creation. The circle of the deep was aligning the cogs of the cosmos as each tooth slowly engaged to cause the rising of the house of Aquarius. I saw the dawning of the next age of man as the wheel slowly turned and we walked into the house of ordinances. All the legions of heaven were aligned, waiting to be assigned. The next house of mantles was a hive of activity where we were given new mantles to the angelic legions to equip them for their next age functions. We walked into the house of weapons and there were rows of racks all filled with new eyes, new tools, new covenants, new mandates, new mindsets, new high-tech love weapons, all waiting for the sons to arise out from their religious stupor into their glorious light of their sonship. As we continued our walk through the remaining houses, each was being prepared for the alignment of the next age. The next new age, next age scrolls, discoveries, commissioning, new roles and new next age functions, next age culture, the affairs of the nations transformed into family affairs, the next age resources ready, waiting for our maturity. There is amazing discoveries that are available for us for the next age, and we can bring them into fulfillment. The whole of creation took a deep breath, as if in anticipation of the global awakening and the dawning of the next age. It felt like the whole of creation contracted, waiting for the moment it could expand with our expanded consciousness. It felt like we were in this pause, a hiatus of space-time, waiting in the chamber of creation for the convergence of eternity that would release the frequency of the sound that would ignite the living light of grace and explode into the next age, Big Bang. That's what it felt like. Why I said that? I just felt that that's what it felt like. Sometimes you're in these things, you don't know why you're saying what you're saying, but as you then meditate and look at it, you begin to realize, oh yes, this is what's going on. This is where we are. The next age of the ascension of mankind into a new level of maturity and sonship will truly be beyond once again. 4th of June. Son, the age of light is living in the light of love, which is true oneness with I am that I am. Living in the light of oneness illuminates creation and restores it back to its position, which you saw in 2010, where there was no absence of light. I remember in 2010 when I first went into the realms of heaven and the Spirit took me out into the universe and the cosmos. I was so overwhelmed what I was looking for, I didn't see what wasn't there. And actually, there was no darkness. There was just no absence of light in the original creation. It is such a different dynamic. The whole cosmos was illuminated by each living being of creative light as each shone with love's light, filled with the light of love that they radiated as luminaries. Restoration will restore that primordial condition, and everything that was created in the beginning will be transfigured to reveal our true essence as they reflect I am in glorious splendor. Son, that is just the beginning, not the end, of the ascension of mankind, as our children are destined to become ascended fathers and co-creators in the ages to come. The ability to speak with our voice like a father will awaken the creative power to partner with what you have called quantum lumens to form new realities. Son, you will only be limited in creative light power by the smallness of your thinking and imaginative power. Do not limit creativity by being tethered to what you presently know, because with an expanded consciousness, there is limitlessness. With the ability to create must come the responsibility to have a father's heart towards that which you will have the power to create. With great creative light power comes greater responsibility to be love's light, shining with the oracles of the father's heart. Son, love cares. It is deeply compassionate towards that it creates with a passion and burning desire for its well-being. When you are truly mature as ascended fathers, you will also be fiercely protective towards what you create with a joyous pride and pleasure. Now, all my experiences with engaging with God in relationship towards me as a child, as a son, have just revealed how deeply and fiercely protective he is of me, and how deeply he loves me, and how passionate he is about me. And even when I've gone and presented the mess that was on my scroll of my life, you know, the fire of his eyes were just filled with love, and the passion just consumed everything, which I would have cried, been over, I would have been regretful over, I would have been miserable over, and yet he just wiped it all away with a wave of his love. And my scroll was purified, and all of the gold, silver, and precious stones gleamed and shone, and all of the wood, hay, and stubble was just consumed and burned away. But there was no guilt, no shame, no condemnation. He just released pleasure of his heart towards me. We are the treasure of his heart. He loves us so deeply, and he wants us to receive that love and therefore give that love. And eventually, when we become creative as ascended fathers, we will love the way he loves us. But we need to practice today. That's why we must come in the opposite spirit of it to opposition. We must love unconditionally. We need to come with forgiveness, to be grateful and joyful in life, to operate in peace, shalom. All of this is practice. If you can't love your enemy, then we're missing the point, because the Father loves all his creation. He doesn't separate and divide those who know him from those who don't know him. He's completely operating in inequality. Everyone's the same. There's no inequality. There's nothing that the Father does to one that he wouldn't do for all. He loves all of us the same, equally and unconditionally. And it's wonderful to experience it. And when you experience it, it begins to change you towards all of creation, which is why I believe the Father wants us to restore fallen angels and other dimensional beings, because he is passionately in love with those beings. He created them. He didn't create them for destruction. He created them for restoration. He created them for a relationship. And that's why restoration is to restore that relationship. Your creations will be the treasure of your hearts, just as this present creation is the treasure of our heart. Son, remember, true love can never gives up, never fails, can never be separated or divided from its object, and will always win and overcome. We need to be functioning in true love. We need to be an expression of true, unconditional love. Son, learn the dancing movement of the living light beings that respond to the sound of your voice. Now, I was going into the chamber of creation, and I just started to look at how these living light beings, quantum lumens, how they moved, how they like dance and swayed with the sound, with the vibration, with the pulsation, the frequency of the sound of God's voice, but also our voice when we speak with the heart of God. When you speak with the Father's heart, light will be ignited and will become activated, bursting with love's creative energy. It's not that they form the fabric of everything, which they do, but when they form the fabric of everything, it means that light and love is at the heart of everything that's been created. There is nothing inanimate. Everything has the capacity within it to respond. That's why when you engage in the heavenly realms, everything is living. There's no death. So you walk on the grass and it is joyful at your walking on it. And it releases light and color and sound. And it's just so beautiful. Sometimes I have to try and switch almost that off, because it can be so captivating that I lose my focus. because it's so joyous and so emotionally filled and charged with love and energy and light. The capacity for that is within the fabric of everything that's ever been created. That's why the stones could cry out. That's why the trees can sing. I mean, this is because it's built into the fabric at the smallest particle of existence, which forms everything else. Within the very heart of it is this capacity to love in light. Sun, in the age of light, living light itself will dance to the rhythm of the frequency of the beating of your heart as you learn to express your creative desire as thoughts tuned to the frequency of love. So standing in the chamber of creation, I saw the living light grace beings, the quantum lumens, moving to the sound. It was like a swirling mist or a flock of birds flying in murmuration. You know, murmuration is where all the birds move as if joined by some invisible strings, that they're all moving together as one. It's beautiful to see, and they make some amazing movements. The shoal of fish shimmering as they move in unison. And all of the light, which is swirling and living and alive, is waiting to form into the manifestation of the Creator's desire. It's so amazing to see. You know, I've seen a few science fiction programs which have given just a hint of what this looks like in forming reality or seeing reality, when it all begins to swirl and then come into a manifestation. It was so beautiful, living light, dancing, moving, waiting, full of potential, needing only a focused, loving thought to collapse the quantum wave into reality. June the 8th. Sun, with all that you're legislating in this present time of change and shifting, ensure that the restoration of all things remains the focus. All present changes are part of the bigger restoration agenda that will accelerate as the global influences are diminished and eventually removed. A global awakening to the true reality of who we are will also unveil and produce hope for a new world, kingdom order, and cosmic changes. Creation's freedom will become the focus of the future as discoveries are released that will change the reality of man's identity and purpose forever. There's so much more to come. As our children realize their true nature as sons, they will begin to rise to the challenge and the responsibility for creation's freedom. All legislation in the present that we are mandated to do has that end goal embedded within it as motivation for restoration. And I want to encourage everyone to embrace the reality of this message. Sun, it will require pearl hearts motivated by love to facilitate the restoration of all things. So there will always need to be fire involved in the process during the present ages, because fire purifies and refines, and love is an expression of fire. Sun, I am that I am is working with creation constantly to include all within the overall narrative. We are able, within the convergence of the quantum transcendence and immanence, to bring good out of all situations while still giving all ability to choose. Although we live within the beginning and the end in the eternal now, we also live within the fabric of each moment. And as all things exist within us, we exist within the fabric of all things that we have created. Separation is but an illusion within the minds of those who've never experienced restored face-to-face relationship with us. Whenever a person glimpses true reality through encounter, that illusion is suspended. Sadly, religious delusion often takes its place, and the beautiful freedom that is our desire is marred by the fear, duty, and obligation imposed by religious systems. Don't be caught up in that religious works-based system, going round on the treadmill, continually getting nowhere, obliged to serve God. In a sense, God wants us to work with him in relationship, to walk with him in relationship, to outwork that relationship, not because we're afraid of him, but because we desire to co-create and co-heir with him. Free our children from the slavery of religion and call them out of the wilderness of delusion to cross over into the promised land that is their true inheritance. Creation is waiting, longing for the sons to arise, and as more do so, more hope ripples out into the dimensions. This hope will not disappoint, and the end of the bondage and corruption of the present will be just the beginning of that which is to come as our sons become co-creators. This is the hope set before our children, and the global awakening will ignite the passion needed to see that hope fulfilled as the tree of life. And again, I would encourage you to just engage God during this time. If you have time to reflect, if you've got more time to look at what's going on within, go deeper. Go deeper into the heart of God. Go deeper into his desire for restoration. Go deeper into his desire for deeper intimacy with you, a revealing of your identity and nature. Embrace it. Embrace the reality of who God is and who he wants you to be in the light of who he is, the real you, the vast sum of his thoughts unveiled. So again, I just want to finish with a short activation. So I encourage you just to close your eyes. Just begin to slow down your thinking. Focus on your breathing. Begin to breathe more deeply, more deliberately. And breathe in and slowly breathe out. And breathe in deeply and slowly breathe out. Now focus on the name of God, Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey, while you're breathing. So you can breathe in, Hey, and breathe out, Yod, and breathe in, Hey, and breathe out, Vav, and just slowly, rhythmically align yourself with the very breath, the life of God. Breathe deeply. Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey, Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey, and let the frequency of the reality of who he is just vibrate within you, causing you to resonate with the frequency of love, joy, and peace. Come into rest. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be. Rest in me. Be still and know that I am love. 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 Be. And rest in love. Rest in love. Be still and know that I am joy. 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 Be. Rest in joy. Be still and know that I am peace. 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 Be. Rest in peace. Come into a deeper state of rest. In love, joy, and peace. Rest. Allow the love, joy, and peace to flow into you, to fill you, spirit, soul, body, to flow around you, to create an atmosphere of rest that you live in, a bliss bubble of wondrous love, joy, and peace. Rest in it. Just allow the Father to speak to you, to reveal the nature of who he is, and the reality of who you are. Let him whisper in to the very depths of your heart. I am that I am, and I am is love. I am love, and love is I am. Love is who I am, and love is the motive of every desire, thought, and action. I am that I am, and I change not. I have always been and always will be love, as love is an eternal constant. Rest in my love. Just be open for the Father to speak words, to reveal to you who you are, the vast sum of his amazing thoughts about you. You are the treasure of his heart. You are his beloved child, in whom he is well pleased. Just continue in that place of meditation and rest, and allow the Father to speak to you, to bless you, so you can live loved. You can love living. You can live loving. You can rest. You can rest in immortality of life. Rest in love, joy, and peace. Just stay in that place and enjoy the Father's presence as he reveals his deeper heart of love towards you, so you can love creation with the passion that he does, with the oracles of his heart. Passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion, overwhelming love, unity and blessing. Live loved, love living, and live loving, and rest.